like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss.
And this is It's Movie Time. Linda, we talk today about Enough Said, a romantic comedy starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and James Gandolfini. First of all, what's romantic about this movie?
The movie Enough Said says a lot about the fragility and strength of love.
Okay.
The essence of the romance is it's a very perceptive, realistic story about two people in their 50s who meet and edge their way towards love, having all kinds of obstacles in their way.
This is the late James Gandolfini, so there is something mixed in this romantic comedy in your perception about a man who died at 51 and whom we all regret that he's gone. He's a big, big guy, as we know. One of the lines he says is, "I need a diet," and it's quite clear, and that's somewhat melancholic as we think about that's probably the reason he died.
She's a masseuse with an 18-year-old daughter who is leaving for college soon.
Yeah.
As is James Gandolfini's character, Albert. James Gandolfini's character was actually the only likable character to me.
Oh, that's a good point about them. The rest were really females.
Yes. And they were rather annoying. But James, playing Albert, is just this
fat Albert.
Oh, he's this big, lovable, vulnerable bear of a man with a charming twinkle in his eye. And to me, he was irresistible.
Okay. He's lost his New Jersey accent, and he's acting like a big teddy bear, which is completely opposite his Tony Soprano role. I'll tell you, the one scene that was most impressive to me in that film was when he discovers Julia's character did not tell him that she knew his ex-wife, and she had been gleaning all this information about him from his ex-wife. She hadn't told him, but I loved his response. Deep disappointment.
The dialogue was so natural that at times, I forgot I was watching a movie, which is so realistic when two people are just meeting each other. The absence of dialogue. They were interacting without actually speaking to one another.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus's strength is in her mugging face, and she gives meaning through that. His come through his eyes, and as it always has been, even with his Tony Soprano role, if you can focus in on his eyes, you
right.
know his what's going on.
Great eyes. To point out how different the characters were and what their expectations were when they were to have a Sunday brunch at his house, and he opens the door and he's wearing his pajamas.
Yes.
And of course she's kind of spruced up for a date, and so she's taken aback. So his laid-back style tempers Eva's nervous energy.
Right. It's a strong supporting cast. They're edgy women of a certain age. Toni Collette is her good friend who gives her some solid advice. Catherine Keener is her new friend, playing Marianne, who is a poet of some taste.
But I thought both the Toni Collette and the Catherine Keener characters seemed to be so self-absorbed and egotistical. In fact, Collette's character is constantly belittling her partner, and both those characters kind of showcase all the ways that love can go wrong.
Well, yeah, the two daughters do a fairly good job, and I think that whole setup about parents letting their kids go.
The film shows how rare love is, and it packs surprising emotional power, made even more touching to me by the fact that this is one of Gandolfini's last roles.
But Linda, you know what we have to do now.
We have to give it a grade, but I'll mention one thing. The only weakness in the film was when the director has the camera jumping around with haphazard close-ups. Maybe she was doing it on purpose because the camera settles down the more you get to know the characters. But that was the only negative thing for me about the movie. The rest of the movie, I thought, was very touching, very realistic, and very perceptive.
And what's your grade, Linny?
I would give it an A.
Okay. For me, it's a romantic comedy, juiced up, but could have been on television. Two stars bring a certain cachet to this film so that you can't get away from identifying them with this film. Otherwise, I just don't find it super exceptional, and I would prefer to offer a B.
I get that.
All right.
Okay.
But one thing is sure, Ed, which you said, which is true about this movie, it does show you how difficult it is to find love.
Mm-hmm. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.